And now, former British band Oasis.
Oasis dominated the 1990s music scene, growing from a local Manchester indie band to a chart-topping powerhouse that defined the Britpop era. Their concerts at Knebworth, England, in 1995 were the culmination of a rocketing and rocky rise to fame. By then, everyone knew brothers Noel and Liam Gallagher, the band's songwriter and frontman respectively. Around 500,000 fans attended the two concerts, held over one weekend in August. The band eventually broke up acrimoniously in 2009. Over the years, Oasis have sold 78 million albums worldwide, with 1995's What's the Story, Morning Glory becoming one of the best-selling albums of all time. On the 20th anniversary of Knebworth, Noel Gallagher asked Simon Halfen, a British graphic designer, movie producer and friend, to do a documentary. It was meant to be a retrospective of a single event, but it eventually became a full-blown biopic of the Oasis phenomenon. Oasis Supersonic was released in 2016 to great acclaim, and now, 7 years on, Halfen has published a companion piece to the film. Supersonic, the complete authorised and uncut interviews, features interviews with the brothers and other band members, colleagues, friends, and endearingly, their mum Peggy. Advertised as the first ever authorised book from Oasis, one of the biggest bands on the planet, Halfen told Speak Up how the project came about.
The book was actually kind of a lockdown project. When we made the film, because we had spent so much time interviewing both Noel and Liam and everyone else, I think we did 16 hours with Noel, 12 with Liam, and they were both so candid about everything. And the film was only 2 hours long, and that included having music in there. And I always felt there was an opportunity to do a book because we left so much out, not because it wasn't good enough to go in the film. It's because we just didn't have room for it. And both Noel and Liam are such great storytellers, and there were big anecdotes, big moments in their story that we couldn't actually fit in the film.
Halfen approached the brothers to see how they felt about publishing such a book. In the introduction, he recounts Liam asking a key question before giving his blessing.
Very first thing he said, who's going to be the hero, who's going to be the villain? There's a little bit of hero and villain in both of them. No one comes out as one or the other in this book. I think it feels very honest, and they both have their chinks in their armor, or whatever you want to call it. And neither of them are perfect, but they're brothers, and it's kind of what made them successful. But ultimately, it's what drove them into the ground. So it cuts both ways, that knife.
Noel is often portrayed as the brooding genius and Liam as the loud brawler. Having spent a lot of time in their company, Halfen feels that the brothers' real personalities are not quite so polarised.
They crossed over in both those worlds, both of them. And they're both really smart, they're both really funny. I spent 10 years around them, working with them and doing a bit of travelling with them as well, and they were very welcoming. It welcomed you into their inner circle, because I designed their record sleeves for a while. I did about 4 album covers for them. And they'd always say, oh, come up and take some photos, come up. And they used to have this little studio up at Wheeler End where they would rehearse. And it was just like a little gentleman's club.
The book tells the story of Oasis chronologically, from different viewpoints. We asked Halfen how he managed to piece the story together, as he interviewed Noel and Liam at a time when they were not on speaking terms.
We didn't do more than 2 hours with them at any given time. So they would come in once a week, every other week. And we had the luxury of being able to say, oh, Liam came in and said this on Tuesday to Noel. And what do you make of that? And so Noel could answer. He said, well, I don't remember it like that, or other words, a bit more colourful, and vice versa. So it was a good way of getting a dialogue going between two brothers that weren't speaking to each other.
On publication of the book, Noel Gallagher said he'd never laughed so much as when he read it. Between the book and the documentary, Oasis has remained in the public eye, retaining and gaining fans along the way.
They both have been really supportive because it turned out great. The film really exceeded expectations. That people still reference it and talk about it, get excited about it. The good thing about these things, and I think that was sort of the goal in some respects, but it certainly was the result, is that it opens up Oasis to a whole new generation of fans. Kids are watching it and they're seeing these guys as kids. They're not seeing them as 40, 50-year-old men talking about the good old days.